I'm sure all of you remember this history in Europe, the Battle of Waterloo. Was the war between England, the Allied forces, and with the King of France, Napoleon. And in England, what they were doing was, in every city, there was a sign that shows how the war was going on. And then, of course, one place was in England itself, and they put the sign on the bell tower of Winchester Cathedral. It's very big, very tall, so that everybody can be able to see and get information. And all citizens were informed every day about the war. And one day, it was very foggy and cloudy, you know, very difficult to see the tower. And then all people from all over England, they came to see, you know, to hear about the war. And they barely see because of the wall, the fog. And what they saw was England defeated. And everybody was really sad, angry. And they started there, you know, hanging around, talking about the war. And they really felt very, very emotional, sad about, you know, England defeated. And then after a few minutes, the cloud started clearing. And after like 50 minutes, it became very clear. And what they saw there was England defeated Napoleon. And everybody started to cheer, happy, because the war was over. It was a bloody war. Few minutes ago, they were very, very sad, and all of a sudden, their sadness turned to a tremendous joy and happiness. And that is exactly what happened to the disciples. Saturday, Friday, they were with him. They have seen all those sufferings. And then in 3 days, their sadness turned into joy. They became very happy. They ran to the tomb and they saw the tomb was empty. And now you can imagine what a tremendous joy it was for the disciples. But before that, let us remember what happened to Jesus thus during the Holy Week, like after he instituted the Blessed Sacrament. 3 things happened to him between Thursday and Saturday. The first was a betrayal. He was betrayed by one of his beloved disciples. Imagine, you know, someone betraying you, who is very close to you, who is intimate with you. And what was the experience feeling betrayed? Like if you don't really know someone and betrays you, the level of the feeling you have about the betrayal is not the same. And the second was, he was falsely accused on Friday. He has done nothing wrong. He preached peace, love. And he cured the sick. So his ministry was to preach the gospel of peace, the gospel of love, the gospel of humility. And what he did was, you know, he cured people who were sick, different kinds of illnesses. And the third was the crucifixion. And these were, you know, not really nice experience that Jesus had. But anyway, he died, but he rose from the dead. And that was the happiness. Now the betrayal, the false accusation, and then also the crucifixion, Why did it happen? Let us have a look at from different angle also this. Why did he did that? First, laugh. He came to show us laugh and to give us laugh, especially the divine laugh. And he wanted to do this through suffering. Through suffering, he was able to manifest the love that he has for each one of us. Pope Benedict XV once said, "The cross always reminds us that there is no love without suffering, and there is no gift of love without pain." So he has given us love and life through suffering and through pain. And this is what Jesus did for us. So, for us, resurrection from the dead has significant meaning. And the lesson that we get today is three things that I would like to share with you. The first is overcoming challenge. Abraham, when he was asked to sacrifice his son, it was a challenge for him to sacrifice, to lose his only son. It was a challenge for Job. When he lost everything, his family, his wealth, it was a challenge for him. For Moses, leading the people of Israel in the wilderness, it was a challenge for him. Even Jesus, in this Holy Week, had to face these challenges. So there is always a challenge in life. And the second is to emerge stronger. Abraham, he emerged stronger. And Job, he emerged stronger. So this is also for us to emerge stronger in the face of challenges that we face in this world. The third is embracing new beginning. This is a new beginning for us. You know, the experience of the resurrection of Christ, because we are now, or we became, people of the New Testament. And this is the divine gift that we have received from God. So this is like embracing for us the new beginning, new life, rebirth in Jesus Christ. So let us thank the Lord for this wonderful gift he has given us, the wonderful gift of love by suffering. And through suffering that we have received that love, the divine love, and then also we became people of the New Testament. Let's always thank him, and we thank him by glorifying him in our lives, by practicing the gospel virtues, by sharing our love, by sharing the gift God has given to each one of us, and then forwarding it to those in need. So love, suffering, and charity, and then there is a challenge in this world. So let us reflect on this as we celebrate this Easter, and also ask the Lord always to enlighten our hearts and minds, to remind us always why he chose to suffer for me, and why he wanted to give us that life, because he loves us, so that always renew in our lives the meaning of the crucifixion, the meaning of the resurrection, and then also try to practice in our lives that Christ is always the center of our lives, that we always give priority to him, especially surrendering ourselves to the will of God. Amen.